Shut up.
On air? Hello. You said that on air. Y'all hear that?
Everyone's trying to start a fight with me today.
And no, not really.
I'm literally sitting
I think you're the one that's instigating.
Whatever. That last song you just heard was Bay City by Junko Yagami. Before that was The Approaching Dream by Maria Takeuchi.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Funky Frequencies. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yes. Feel free to tune in if you like. What?
Is there any subgenre of funk or soul you want to do next time?
I have no clue. I haven't really thought about it, but...
We'll go into the lab off air and figure that out.
Oh, yeah, we'll cook something up for y'all. Don't even worry.
Yep. Okay. Up next, Let's Chess with myself, DJ Drainfield, and DJ Sunday Gravy.
Not Stargirl.
The following views presented in this half hour do not reflect the views of KVS, KVS sponsors, or the University of California. Thank you so much, Stargirl.
Of course, DJ Drainfield. I'm going to let DJ Sunday Gravy come on now.
Wonderful. What background music do you want, DJ Sunday Gravy?
I'm not speaking to you right now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See? I don't even know what I did. I didn't say a single mean thing to DJ Sunday Gravy. It's just everyone wants to start a fight.
They were just calling you out.
Calling me out for what? Whatever.
Lying.
Oh, lying. Let's see what this sounds like first.
This is for the PS2 soundtrack.
Okay. My bad. Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelist of the Roses OST. Cool. Please excuse this. Do you want to do the whole thing or like specific song?
Let me see the set list.
Like I can't move the
thing. Let me see the set list.
This one? Okay. DJ Sunday Gravy is picking.
Yes. Seto's Arrival. That'll do it.
Awesome. We're just going to loop it. It's going to play twice. Oh, am I black?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. DJ Sunday Gravy is white. I am black. If this is your first time tuning in to Let's Chess, it is the only chess show on KDBS ever.
Some say in the nation.
To my knowledge, potentially in the nation. I'm sure a chess show exists somewhere. But feel free to follow at home if you'd like to open up any chess website or simply just pull out a board if you'd like to and follow along with this match. DJ Sunday Gravy, do you want me to turn up your headphones, see if they're working?
Sure.
Which number is that?
It's always wrong. I think 5.
Yeah, so that would be 6 because it's always wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, here, let me try 5. Is it going up?
Like, neither of them are going up.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's working?
I think so. Yeah, that one works.
Oh, okay. So 6 is 5, I guess?
Sure.
Cool. Awesome.
I can't hear anything, but it's okay.
You can't hear anything?
No, it's
try
okay.
The other headphones. There are other headphones right there. I feel like you need the music to, like, set the tone for you, you know? Does it not have
it? It doesn't have it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. These ones should work. They're the nicer ones.
Audio Technica.
Yeah, fancy headphones. You'll need to steal the adapter, but... Apologies for the technical difficulties. DJ Sunday Gravy, can you hear?
I hear buzzing.
You hear buzzing? Okay, switch to the other one now.
I hear very quiet Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelist of the Roses. Cool. Perfect.
Are any of these turning it up?
It is. It's like only in one ear, but we're golden.
Hey, that works. Okay. It's your move.
All right.
We're going to do an untimed match.
I'm also really bad at the call out, so you might have to help me.
Yeah. When we were doing it on chess.com, it was a lot easier.
It was very easy.
Yeah, but...
This is D4, right?
Yes, that is D4. I will play D5, pawn to D5.
What is this?
that would be.
I'm going
G4.
Bishop to G. G.
No.
F4.
F4. Yeah. Mm-mm. My mistake. F4. DJ Sunday Gravy is miming the piano right now.
It's a wonderful track.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Most wonderful. I'll play knight to, what would that be, C6?
Yep. I'm going to push my pawn to E3.
Yeah, that's E3. I will push pawn to, what would that be, F6.
I'm bringing my knight out to D3.
Awesome. Pawn to E6.
My bishop is going to D3.
Black bishop to, what would that be? B4. Check.
I'm just gonna push my pawn up to C3.
I will push my pawn.
Really?
What?
I said really.
Yeah. I have a plan.
Okay.
You don't know my plan. You've fallen into my trap.
I have fallen into your trap?
Checkmate in 47.
Okay.
You might as well resign. Let's see. What would this be? So this would be G, pawn on G7 to G5.
Okay.
You see the plot now?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, you don't.
I'm gonna slide my black bishop down to G3.
Coward's play. That's fine. That's exactly what I wanted you to do. It was a good song. I'll drop my bishop to D6.
Okay.
Oof. What are you gonna do now?
Well, I wanna protect my black bishop.
How?
But I don't wanna give up any protection that it already has. Okay. I'm gonna bring my knight to D2.
Awesome. I'm gonna capture your black bishop at G3.
I'm going to recapture at G3 with my pawn on the H file. So I open my rook.
Okay.
Just, you know, because there's two pawns.
Well,
so.
What if I didn't realize that? You're giving the game away. Okay. Pawn to G4. Oh, it's resetting. Oh. It's been playing for 15 minutes? I don't believe that. I guess it was.
Well.
That doesn't make sense. We didn't start the show at 4:25. It doesn't matter. Hmm. Who cares?
Is it at times 2 speed or something?
Oh, maybe. That could make sense. No.
Interesting.
I don't know. Just reset. Whatever. That's what makes life so beautiful, is that there are so many unexpected mysteries and things, you know, in my opinion.
So true. Knight to H4.
Cool. Pawn to, what is that? What would that be? F5.
I'm blocked in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna push my pawn on. Is this?
That would be F.
F. F2 to F3.
Okay. I like that you're dancing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a silly move. Pawn to B6.
I'm going to capture a pawn on G4.
You have a triple stack pawn.
I have
pawns.
A triple stack pawn. Yeah. I did notice that. Shouldn't be stacked terribly for much longer if you capture or I capture.
Okay, fine. I'll capture at H4.
I'm going to recapture with my queen on H4.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you would.
Yes, I would.
I am going to move my knight to, what would that be, E7.
E7. I'm going to bring my knight that's currently on the F, the H file, excuse me,
yeah,
to F3.
Cool. I am going to bring my knight back to from whence it came to B8.
Very interesting. I'm going to move my knight to... E6? E5? Is that what that is?
That would be E5.
E5.
Cool. Gonna move my rook to G8.
Okay. I see. Well played. Okay, I'm gonna put you in check by moving my queen to H5.
I'll just pop my knight out there to, what would that be, G6.
Forgot about the knight. Well, I'm going to trade with my bishop, that knight.
I'll take the bishop with my pawn.
Okay, I'm going to take the pawn with my... knight.
Awesome. I am going to move my king out of check and move.
You're not
to...
in check.
Oh yeah, sorry. I'm gonna move my king out of the way, and move to, what is that? D7.
Mm-hmm.
I guess more move it out of the potential for check.
I'm going to bring my other knight out onto E4. Oh, wait. Was I here?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to play that, but
you can play a different move.
I played it much more than even touch, so...
If you want to redo it, it's okay.
All right, I'm redoing that. I'm going to play the other knight to E5.
Awesome.
Which does put you in check.
Yes, it does. Yeah. I'm going to move my king up to D6.
Okay, I'm going to move my knight to... Is this F?
Yeah, that would be F.
F7, which puts you in check.
Oh, no. All right. I will move my... It happens. I will move my king to... What would that be?
E7.
E7, yeah.
I'm capturing the queen on D8 with my knight.
That's cool. I will just take your knight, I suppose, at D7.
I'm going to castle queen side.
Nice. I am going to capture your pawn on, what would that be, G3.
Okay. I'm going to move my queen one spot back to... H4, putting you in check.
Leave me alone. Okay. I'll move my king to D7.
I'm gonna capture the rook, which is on G3.
Yeah. I'm sure you would have.
I would have.
Okay. I am going to pop my knight out to C6.
I'm moving my rook on the H file to H7, putting you in check.
I'm going to move my king. Oh, no, I can't do that. I will drop my knight, blocking the check at E7.
I did not see that.
It could have been checkmate had I not made that move.
It would have been checkmate. Let's see. I'm going to bring my rook, which is on... What is this, D1?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it over to F1 on the open file.
I am going to pop my bishop out to A6.
I'm going to bring my rook to, what is this?
That would be F.
F7, so stacking my rooks.
Yeah. I'm going to move my rook to E8.
I'm going to bring my knight to F3.
I am going to bring my king to D8.
Okay, I'm advancing my knight to D5. That cool. Is D5, right?
I believe so.
That's E5.
Okay. My bad.
My bad.
I make mistakes sometimes.
Me too.
Yeah. I am going to drop my knight to g8.
That is most unfortunate. I'm going to bring my knight to c6, putting you in check.
Okay. I'm going to move my king to c8.
I'm bringing in my queen to c7. Checkmate. No, check. Checkmate. Yes, checkmate.
Let's see. If I castle now. Yeah, let's checkmate. Good game.
Good game.
All right. We have 8 minutes left. Do you want to play?
Oh my gosh. A speed round?
Speed round, yeah. We can just have the timer.
It's a clock app.
Yeah. I don't know how to make it like a pass timer, so I'm sure there's some sort of mechanism for this, but
it's definitely an app.
3 minutes each. Oh, let's pick sides.
Wait, how does it work with this timer?
We both have 6 minutes shared.
Okay. You can run the opponent's clock down.
Yeah.
You have to play very fast. Cool.
Awesome. DJ Sunday Gravy is now, what's it called? Black?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
Here's your extra queen.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Ding.
All right, I'm going to play queen's pawn. What would that be? D5.
Starting your time.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Okay.
I'm playing. These callouts are not going to work very nicely.
Well, we need them.
I'm playing my knight out to help me out. What
okay.
is that?
King's pawn to... Oh, wait, sorry. Queen's pawn to E5. King's pawn to D...
C3 is where my knight went, and... D3 is where...
No, that wouldn't be C3. That would be C6.
This is going to be really rough with me playing black. I'm advancing my pawn on the G file.
I am going to advance my bishop to... What would that be? G5.
I'm placing my bishop onto the F file.
Knight to... Is this C or... This?
That's A, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Knight to C3.
I'm castling kingside.
Cool. Bishop to, what would that be? C4.
I'm bringing out my other knight. I lied. I'm bringing out my knight. Go for it.
Knight to D5.
I'm pushing a pawn on... What is this?
Knight captures knight at F.
Bishop captures six. Knight at F6.
Cool. Knight to F3.
My pawn on C? A, B, C, D.
Yeah. D. bishop to B3. No, this is rough. This is rough.
This is really rough.
This is how you get, like, build up the skill. Then,
yeah,
you know?
I guess
you build
so.
The muscle. Four minutes remain.
I'm pushing my other pawn up to the center of the board.
Okay. I'm going to let it chill there.
We have about 4 minutes left.
Pawn to H4.
I'm taking the C pawn.
Yeah, something like that.
A, B, C. The D pawn. Yep. Taking the D pawn. With my E pawn.
I'll take it back with my E pawn.
This is rough. I'm going to put you in check with my bishop. With my rook, I mean. On the E file.
Okay. I advance my bishop to...
Free development.
E3. Yeah, basically.
Guys, this is not looking good. I'm going to bring my bishop out to pair up with my other bishop.
I'll kingside castle.
I'm bringing my bishop back one square.
Okay. Let's see. I'll move my knight to G. What number is that? 5.
Black bishop to E6.
Awesome. Pawn to G3.
Uh-oh.
It happens.
Pushing my pawn up onto F?
Yeah.
6.
F6, correct.
We have a minute 40.
We do. Queen to F.
I'm capturing the knight.
Okay, I'm going to capture your pawn, putting you in check.
I'm going to put my bishop, blocking the check, light squared bishop.
I am going to take your pawn at, what is that, G5?
Indeed.
We can queen trade if you want. The option is there.
That's queen trade.
Awesome. I'm going to take my queen back at G5.
I'm trading bishops at B3.
Cool.
Unless you don't want to trade.
Works for me. I'll take with a pawn at B3.
I'm taking this pawn.
You must be stopped. I am now... Yeah, that's cool. Rook. King Rook from, what would that be? A1 to D1.
Putting you on check at... what is this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
F. F3. King to G2.
Taking the bishop.
Pawn takes knight at G4 or 5. G5. We have 12 seconds remaining.
Pushing a pawn at C3.
Rook takes bishop.
Oh my.
At
I blunder.
D6.
Okay. Offering a trade. We're out of time. I apologize to all the listeners for that sound.
No, it's okay.
We have 30 seconds. You want to call it a draw?
I feel like I won on material. What do you mean? No, let's do the
math.
We're
even right now.
Are we even?
You're up one pawn.
To see? That matters.
If I didn't blunder the bishop.
That pawn could have been a queen right now.
It's true.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we'll call it a draw. Great game.
All right, good game.
Thank you, DJ Sunday Gravy.
Yeah, thank you, DJ Greg.
The Let's Chess score remains, what would it be? 2-0, 2-2, with DJ Sunday Gravy having 2 ties and 2 wins. I'm winless.
Wow.
I'm going to start cheating.
Steal pieces?
Yeah, I'm going to start cheating. Just like put an extra queen on the board without you noticing. Okay.
I swore I had a bishop.
Yeah. All right, let's clean this up. Up next is Radio Theater. If the board watcher for Radio Theater is out there, please come play the show.
If you'd like.
If you'd like, yeah. Also, DJ Sunday Gravy and I have another show. Later tonight, sort of. Yeah, Indie Express at midnight, 12 to 2. We do karaoke. We're reviewing popular Chinese liquor Mao Tai. lots of fun stuff to be discovered on Indie Express. So please feel free to tune in. It'll be a blast. We love doing Indie Express.
It's true.
It's voted the number one show at KDVS.
Bye.
By the Better Business Bureau.
The Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, very reputable organization. And the hosts as well.
The hosts.
Far more credible, actually. Yeah.
First-hand experience.
You know Cutco?
No.
You know about Cutco, the company? Like the, what's it called, pyramid scheme?
Mm-mm.
Oh, really? You never had someone reach out to you when you were in high school and be like, hey, how would you like to work on your own hours and make your own money on commission?
They tried to do that to me with like some like essential oils company in high school, but never mind. I was going to say something mean.
Well, the most famous one is Cutco, and they actually have an A rating on the Better Business Bureau. But if you look into them, all of the reviews say it's like a scam and pyramid. It's like a pyramid scheme.
Is it like a Ponzi or a pyramid scheme?
It's a pyramid scheme. Okay. Like you recruit friends and stuff like that.
Oh, sweet. That
well,
sounds
it's
so
a
fun.
Multi-level marketing company.
Company, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it sounds so fun, right?
Like, yeah,
that's
awesome.
Doing it with your friends.
I can't wait to get the Mary Kay Jeep.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Up next, Radio Theater. Bye for now. This is Katie Vis-Davis. Oh, the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Bye.
Hello. You already read the disclaimer, right? Okay. Tonight, KDVS Radio Theater airs the first episode of a three-part dramatic series, Francois and Frederick, portraying the very curious and historically significant relationship between the 18th century poet, philosopher, Voltaire, and Frederick the Great, the brilliant and powerful and often ruthless king of Prussia. The first episode of Friend of the King begins the story of intellect and power. As the dominant personality of the age and of the Enlightenment, Voltaire is usually remembered as the seminal champion of free thought and free expression. A closer look reveals a much more complicated and comically contradictory figure. This narrative will be continued in two more parts. Part